Well, Gillian Jacobs, thank you so much for being my guest today on this edition of the LCJ Q&A. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You are the star of Community and Don't Think Twice, which really, I got to tell you, it's a fantastic comedy. It really is.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the movie's available on DVD and digital on December 6th. We'll talk about the movie in a second. But first, I want to get into Community, one of the most prominent shows in the last few years to go from network TV to a revival online going on Yahoo. That must have been a roller coaster ride for you, that whole experience.
Yes, it was. We were canceled by NBC after 5 seasons, and we all thought the show was done. And then months later, sort of at the 11th hour, Yahoo revived the show. It was on our final day of our contracts that they picked it up. So it was a total shock to all of us in the cast that the show was coming back. But it was really great to be able to make that 6th season for the fans. And I think it's one of the best we've ever done, and it's on Hulu now. So I would encourage people to check it out because I don't feel like a lot of people saw it when it was on Yahoo. But I think it's some of our best work.
And, of course, you got to work with the great Chevy Chase on Community. Did he ever share stories about life at Saturday Night Live with you guys on set that you could use for Don't Think Twice?
It's so funny. I didn't even think about that. Some stories definitely talked about doing classic sketches like Landshark, but I didn't even really put that together until you just said that right now. I read a great book called Something Wonderful Right Away that Mike Birbiglia gave to everyone in the cast, which is an oral history of Second City. And so I think I was thinking much more about people who came out of Second City, you know, and the Groundlings. And, you know, there are so many incredible people like Mike Nichols and Elaine May and Alan Alda and Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira. So I never even really thought about that.
Okay, so you were into the Second City, but obviously when you watch this movie, there's a lot of parallels to Saturday Night Live because your group, the Communards, is auditioning for Weekend Live. So many similarities. Have you always been a fan of sketch comedy and Saturday Night Live going into this movie?
Yeah, I'm not as obsessive a fan as other people are. I definitely loved to watch sketch comedy as a kid, and I watched Kids in the Hall, and I like to watch Whose Line Is It Anyway? I watch Saturday Night Live. So I feel like I've always been a fan of sketch comedy, but I'm not one of those people, you know, who could tell you every single cast member or tell you every single sketch. My mother hates television, so it wasn't really possible for me to watch Saturday Night Live growing up. I kind of caught it more in reruns, you know, after the fact than live.
And your character, Samantha, in the movie, she goes in some interesting directions as far as her deciding whether she wants to audition for the show or not, and she really ends up being the heart of this movie. Were you surprised with the directions that your character goes in the film?
Yeah, without giving too much away, she makes some unexpected choices that don't really fit into conventional notions about success and ambition, but are more true to who she is as a person. And I thought that was kind of refreshing, you know, because normally you see characters in movies and TV and pop culture, and they're all sort of striving for that brass ring and for someone to know themselves well enough to know that that's not actually what will make them happy. I thought it was a really different and interesting choice for a character to make.
Yeah. And how many of those scenes, when you guys are performing on stage in front of that audience, how much of that was really improvised and how much of it was scripted?
It's a mixture. There's definitely a lot of scripted improvisation because there are certain things that happen in those improv sketches that drive the plot forward. So, you know, those obviously had to be scripted. And then we would also just actually improv. And some of that has also made it into the film. So it's a mixture of both.
Okay. All right. I love the moment in the movie when you guys talk about and do the sketch with the woman who goes into the taxi cab and realizes it's her father. That's such a clever idea. It really is.
That's a Mike Birbiglia.
There you go. There you go. And we should also mention Keegan-Michael Key in the movie as well, from Key and Peele. And he must have had a ball getting the opportunity to do all of his impressions, like Liam Neeson and Barack Obama. He must have had a ball doing those.
Yeah, I mean, Keegan, you know, also came out of Second City. So for him, I think it was kind of nostalgic to think back on his early days at Second City in Detroit and performing in Chicago at the Second City. And yes, of course, he's so good at impressions. He's and he gets to do some of them in the film. But it was, you know, I think a little bit of nostalgia for him, too, remembering his early days. Struggling and not sure if he was going to make it, you know, in the industry.
And I also have to mention two major celebrity cameos in the movie. Very funny, Lena Dunham, and I particularly like the Ben Stiller scene. I think that's absolutely terrific. I'm guessing since they've been hosts of the real SNL that this was a lot of fun for them to come in and take part in the film.
Yeah, I think they're both friends of Mike, and they, you know, liked the script and wanted to help support, and it really lent that kind of authenticity to the world to have, you know, real recognizable celebrities playing themselves as hosts of our show within the show. So yeah, it was very generous of them to agree to be in the movie.
With Community and Don't Think Twice, you're really part of these big ensembles. What have you learned the most from being a part of an acting team when it comes to these two projects?
That when other people are great, it makes you look better. So, you know, I've been fortunate to work with really incredibly talented people who have really taught me so much, upped my game, and made me look better than I am. So always try and work with people who are better than you.
So after this whole experience, if you were ever asked to host Saturday Night Live or appear on the new version of Whose Line Is It Anyway, would you do it?
I think I'd be too scared to be on Whose Line Is It Anyway because I am not a trained improviser. So I only had basically 2 weeks of a boot camp before this movie started shooting, and I'd never taken an improv class before. So for me, that's still kind of intimidating. But yes, it would be a lot of fun to do SNL. I made a movie a couple of years ago with a lot of people from SNL, and I have friends in the cast. So that would be an amazing experience to get to work with them for a week.
Okay, all right. Now, I looked on your IMDb. You are going to be in Melissa McCarthy's next big comedy. It's called Life of the Party, out in 2018. I watched a piece recently. Kevin Frazier of Entertainment Tonight visited the set, and he played racquetball with McCarthy. Have you played racquetball with Melissa McCarthy yet?
I've never played racquetball with anyone in my entire life, so that would be a no.
That would be a no. Okay, all right. Well, I looked at this cast. It's you, it's Melissa McCarthy, Maya Rudolph, Julie Bowen, Jackie Weaver, and Christina Aguilera. That's simply an incredible cast. Can you tell me any secrets about being on the set? Anything you can tell me about the movie?
Well, it's set at a college, and Melissa's daughter is a senior in college, and she decides to go back to school. So I play one of the students at the college, and it's a great cast, and some the girls, you know, who play the college students, Molly Gordon, Jesse Ennis, and Adria Arjona are all amazing, and we just had a really great time. Yeah, Matt Walsh from Veep is in the film as well, an amazing cast, so I just feel lucky that I got a chance to be in the movie.
That's great. We'll all look forward to seeing that. And finally, I have to ask, you have been on one of my favorite TV shows, which is Hollywood Game Night with Jane Lynch. I think it's a really fun, entertaining show. I've heard that it takes much, much longer than the hour we see on TV to film that show. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. I think they cut it down. I can't remember how long I was there, but yeah, that was nerve-wracking because I played in the final round, so I felt like I had this woman's fate in my hands if she was going to win a great deal of money or not. So it was very stressful, but thankfully I pulled through and we won.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's really an unpredictable show. You never know what's going to happen, and that's really cool that you were a part of it. That's fantastic. Well, Gillian, thank you so much for talking with me. Congrats on everything, including Don't Think Twice, and maybe we'll see you hopefully at the Critics' Choice Awards in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, probably if I'm lucky, but also maybe not if I'm not.
We'll see. I enjoyed the film, and we'll see what gets on my ballot, because I am a voter of the Broadcast Film Critics Association, and I enjoyed it very much, and I enjoyed talking with you today, so thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. All right, that was Gillian Jacobs' Don't Think Twice, available on DVD and digital December 6th. That has been the LCJ Q&A. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson.